I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in any wars. I don't believe in using weapons. But just on a practical basis, do we think that this technology isn't also being manipulated and used by other countries and non-state entities all around the world? Of course it is. I mean, after World War I, only one country possessed the nuclear weapon, the United States. And look at us now. We don't even know where and how nuclear weapons of annihilation might be used. And it's much easier to create a system that can manipulate weaponized drones. So right now we do know that Israel has sold the technology to China. China has sold it to Pakistan. And things proceed very rapidly and pick up momentum with these weapons systems. So every person that's working in a university, maybe on something that sounds as innocent as imaging resonance or something that might be used with a hospital machine, should also think, well, wait a minute, where did that money come from for this research grant? And people who are, you know, taking on jobs to further develop robotics, I think should stop and pause and join in their communities to ask questions. And that's why we so admire the Upstate Coalition to ground the drones and end the wars. They've stopped. They've stopped and paused, all right. You know, they die in right in front of the base, and the base is so rattled that the colonel inside the base has even taken out an order of protection so that he'll be protected against, personally, physically, against the threat of people like our 85-year-old friend Cynthia Banas. You know, she came into the country recently after a peacemaking delegation to Chile, and she was taken aside for security questioning, and the sky cab wheeling her wheelchair asked, ma'am, what do you think you did? And she said, you know, they're afraid of us because we're trying to tell the truth. And that's what democracy is all about, isn't it? Democracy is based on education. People have to have the information. So we're indebted, really, to the stick-to-itiveness and the example that's been set by the Upstate Coalition to ground the drones and end the war. We can't wait to go and be with them at the vigil that happens.
Getting back to something you mentioned, but I had written down as a question down here, and I wanted to return to it. Getting back to just Afghan people, just the you and me people of Afghanistan, what can people here do you think, to help them? And actually, I'd like both of you to answer that.
Well, we've been... When we go to Afghanistan, we're guests of the Afghan Peace Volunteers, and they do try to connect with people from different countries. They're trying to bridge that insulation that we have that prohibits or prevents us maybe from having the one-to-one connection. So what they do is they have Skype calls with college classes, with high school classes, with middle school classes, and with religious communities or political groups in the U.S. and who are interested in peace. And they can have a back-and-forth conversation. I mean, people can get involved with looking on their website, ourjourneytosmile.com, which has about 200 short videos that they've made about different aspects of Afghan life and some of their day-to-day lives and going out, for example, to protest an attack on kids who were grazing cattle. They were hit by a U.S. airstrike, protesting the fact that many children are end up being targeted by drones when they go out to on the mountainside to harvest firewood. These are different windows into Afghan life that people can go in and maybe get a different perspective or get a perspective at all in order for self-awareness and self-education. So when we're talking about Afghanistan at our dinner table, we can think about some of the things that Afghans go through and be able to talk about that with family and friends and be able to think about what it is in our everyday lives here in the U.S. That enables the discourse to go on about the U.S. war having any kind of solution for people of other nations? What are the things that we're doing in terms of having a high standard of living, doing things that maybe aren't very good for our own earth, our own ecosystem, things that we're used to having, but other people in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, are struggling because we want, say, for example, minerals that, for example, that run in our cell phones, in our computers, that are found in Afghanistan under the Hindu Kush Mountains. Maybe this is one reason the U.S. wants to stay. Maybe they want to control the roadways and the fuel, the price and the flow of vital resources. And so everything we do has an effect somewhere else, and we ought to be self-aware of these interactions that exist.
Kathy, what would you say? What could people here do that might have some impact on what's going on in Afghanistan for the people there?
I think people can have hope. This is an important time. You know, we can't ourselves figure out how it worked out that 192 Congress people told President Obama, you can't have authorization to go to war against Syria. Who would expect that the new pope within Roman Catholicism is like a horse galloping out of the stable when it comes to advocating on behalf of peacemaking? So to care, just as Buddy has said, to really find ways to gain enough educational footing to sincerely, earnestly care about real people in Afghanistan. And that's certainly doable. There are something like 160 short 3-minute videos on the website, ourjourneytosmile.com. And then find a way to express that care, whether it's getting involved in the Coalition to End Drone Warfare, whether it's becoming connected better to the Syracuse Cultural Center for Peace, whether it's being within your classrooms or your faith-based community or your workplace, better prepared to share this care and this concern. But I think if we feel paralyzed, we pass on to the next generation a very dangerous message. You know, you can't do anything about it. Well, this is no time, you know, with where we're at in terms of global warming and plundering the planet's resources, to feel that we aren't capable of solving problems. And I think if people do feel despondent or downhearted, then by all means go see some of these 3-minute videos, because they'll put wind in your sails.